Ugh, I should have swiped left. Welcome back, bitches, to another episode of Shoulda Swiped Left, the podcast. I am Cecily. I'm your host. I'm still single, and we're still going. On this episode, I have two very special people with me. But before we jump into that, I want to welcome you. If you have never listened to my podcast before and you're like, who's this crazy girl? You are in for a treat. If you are coming back because you just love the nonsense that I put out into the universe, so happy to have you again. Thank you for your support. If you are not following me on Instagram, you can look me up at Shoulda Swiped Left Podcast. And I would love to have you on my page, my family of online dating Instagramness. And I'll follow you back. So that's great. Before I give you some updates on my dating life, I'm going to introduce my two very special, beautiful guests. One of them, you know him, you love him. He's from episode 7, and he's my best friend, Doran!
Ah! Oh my God!
Guess who's here again? It's me. Hi, can't get rid of me. I'm back again. Yes. Guess who's back again?
I was going for guess who's back. Back again. Doran's back.
Backstreet's Boys, they were so good live. I was like, you look like tired uncles, but I'm living my best
where
life.
Where did you see them?
Wango Tango.
Oh, Wango Tango, yes. Doran was at Wango Tango.
It was a bit for free.
For free.
I was on TV, introducing Megan Trainor. How y'all doing? Love you, Megan.
Oh, you think Megan listens to my podcast?
She will, because I'm just weird about it. Hey, Megan, you got a shout out, and I love you, okay?
Oh my God, Doran is back for a second episode, a second dose. He couldn't stay away. I couldn't keep him away, and you guys apparently love him because I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about your episode.
I love you guys too. Thank you so much for supporting my best friend. This is amazing. You guys are all so great.
So if you fall in love with this episode and this is your first time listening, Doran is on episode 7 called You Want to See a Butthole, which is kind of brilliant. Anyway, welcome back. So happy to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay. That sounded like so condescending. Ew. Okay. Anyway, my second guest, because today's at 2-4, you're getting a double dose of magic. Double dose. Is my other best friend who you have not yet met, but now you get to meet him. Kenny! Oh, that was bad. Kenny!
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Doran, happy Pride.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm so happy to be gay, and I'm happy to be a black gay. That's it.
That was a loud one. That was so
loud. Bless your ears. I love y'all so much.
I'm also secretly a gay man on
but
the
yes.
inside.
But I mean, who isn't?
Yeah, we're gonna dress up as drag queens for my birthday this year. We decided last night catching up on Drag Race.
It's gonna be lit.
Yeah. Look for us. It'll be all over my Instagram, so you don't have to. You just have to follow me. Again, that's Shoulda Swiped Left Podcast. Shoulda Swiped Left. Podcast. Just follow me, okay?
You're
okay.
So weird.
I am. Catch up time. If you listened to last week's episode with Van, who is also actually another one of our very good friends, he's not here though because he doesn't love me that much. Once was enough for him. Catch up on my dating life. I was going out with a past fling named Trevor from Orange County, and that has been canceled.
Trash.
I feel like that's, I put that out into the universe on last week's episode. I was like, yeah, don't get too excited because next week that might be canceled, and here we are. But it wasn't me. We want different things. I want something that can be serious and long-term and, you know, potentially my future husband maybe. He wants other women's vaginas. And that's it. So that's just not going to be a thing. So Trevor was canceled, and I was supposed to be going out with this other guy that I met on Plenty of Fish, probably.
Plenty of trash.
Hashtag plenty of trash. It would be called Pot and not Poff.
Yeah, well.
Pot. Anyways, great. And they all smoke pot, so that's great. that has also been canceled because it was really weird. I did meet up with him, and it was very, very weird. And it was very uncomfortable because nothing was, like, natural. He was kind of forcing me to kind of have conversation. Not that I wasn't talking to him, but he was trying to create conversation, like...
It wasn't natural.
He was just asking me a lot. Okay, what questions do you want to ask me? I know you have a lot of questions. What kind of questions do you want? And he was actually, not that I have a problem with this because our friends are like this, but he was very into astrology and the zodiac signs. Again, not that I have a problem with it, but he was making judgments on who I was or who he thought I was based on me being a Scorpio. I would say things and he'd be like, oh, well, I mean, you're a Scorpio, so. And I was like,
he said, boy.
I feel attacked. Like,
if you don't stop that nonsense right now.
And, you know, like, Van is probably our friend that's most into the signs, but this boy was like, I need to read your birth chart because then I can see where your moon is and this and this. And I was like,
oh, he's deep in
it. Or, I mean, you could just, like, get to know who I am as a person.
That part.
So that was also canceled. Duran's pulling up gifts, guys.
I got tagged in this.
The gif, so you guys don't like when I say that word. It's a gif.
It's a meme. Well, go ahead.
The meme that Duran just pulled up on his phone says, I suck at cuddling. 5 minutes in and I'm sucking dick.
Somebody, who tagged you in that?
Did someone tag you in it?
Yes.
Who did?
We'll disclose that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm so upset.
Right? Was it Charles?
I'm so upset. No.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I would expect that from him, though.
I would expect that from Charles.
Everyone comes for me.
But like, why? Have you done an analysis?
I think I'm an easy target.
You think?
I think.
He is.
Oh, man.
Anyway, that's where I am on my dating life. Back to square one. Still single as fudge. You guys thought I was going to say
No.
Oh, okay.
Your mom will listen to this. I know you ain't going to guess
like that. Hi, Mom. anyway, so this podcast today with my two best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. Kenny is not amused. Let me give you a little background on our personality so you can understand where this podcast is going to go today. You already know Duran if you've listened to this. He's the loud one of the group. The most... the most outlandish personality in our group. Kenny is the reserved yet still kind of crazy. He is like actually polar opposite of Duran's personality when he but he can get crazy when he wants to.
He can get crunk when he wants to.
But if we're just talking in general, if we go out in public, I have a reserved on one side and Duran the mess on the other. So they're my angel and my demon on my shoulders.
But see, I enjoy the craziness, though.
That's why you're here.
Because we went to the mall yesterday. Oh, you were crazy as hell.
These ladies,
it wasn't like I stepped away like, oh, I can't handle you. No. I was right there next to you.
These ladies were walking in a straight line in front of us. And they were spread out, and they were walking so slow, and I got so irritated. We were there for a good minute and a half, and it, you know, eventually I was like, excuse me, y'all just walking too damn slow and shit, giving me anxiety and stuff.
And cut right through
them. And I walked right through them, and they were so shook. They were like...
And what did you just followed behind
me? I just followed behind you. Just kept walking right behind me. And, you know, about 20 minutes later, we were leaving because I went to see if my friend was working in her store. So I'm walking out, and this white lady looked me up and down, and, like, sneered her upper lip, and I almost called that bitch a colonizer. I was like, look at him, colonizer, but I stopped myself because that would have caused the scene. Because, you know, Tilly's is a white people store. Mm. They have nice clothes, and they're expensive, but, you know, their style does not cater to people with hips.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways.
Literally speechless.
Back to the episode.
Like I said, you're in for a treat. But truly, these two are, besides being my bestest, they're like a mix of who I am. Yes. Like, you know, I've got my crazy side.
Do you know?
And then I've got my, like, logical hold you down side. Hey. They're my ride or dies for sure.
That part.
But if you mix both of them together, you probably get me. If you guys were to have a baby, it would have been me.
You're right.
Ooh, how pretty is she? Yeah.
I love this picture.
Oh, screenshot. Haha.
He's this hideous screenshot of me. Anyway. Okay, so today's episode is just drawing some inspiration off one of my favorite podcasts. If you do not listen to her, I highly recommend it if you want to laugh and just feel personally attacked in your life. Nicole Byer, if you don't know her from Girl Code, or she also has her show Loosely Exactly Nicole. And then also she's the host of Nailed It on Netflix. Obsessed with Nicole Byer. She's great. She's got a podcast called Why Won't You Date Me?
Why won't you date me?
And our episode is going to be resembling that a little bit today. I do want to give her a shout out if she ever listens to this. God, I love you. Be my friend. Her podcast is hilarious. It talks about... She brings on special guests every week, people that she knows personally or even people that she's hooked up with, girls and guys. She doesn't discriminate.
Cool.
And she says, she goes through her episode asking, like, why she is still single. They look at her dating profiles. And at the end of it, she asks all of her guests, like, why won't you date me? And it's very funny, very explicit. I will say that because it's Nicole Byer. So if you don't like hearing about vaginas and buttholes and penises, then you probably shouldn't listen to her podcast.
It's a man.
So funny. That's where I can't relate, because I don't like buttholes.
Only the Brooke can relate.
Ooh, Cardi. Why don't I like buttholes?
You know what? I wouldn't be too obsessed or, you know, just leave it be.
You like buttholes.
I do.
It's a booty hole.
Because your episode is actually called Do You Want to See My Butthole? Oh, do you want to see a butthole? Yeah. Yeah, why not see a butthole?
Nah, it's a booty hole.
It's a booty hole.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
I don't like buttholes. So maybe that's why I'm single. We can cancel this episode. I know why now.
Done. Okay,
that was fun. We figured it out. Anyway, so we're going to talk about my two besties who are very honest with me. They don't say things just to make me feel better. They do make me feel better, but they're very honest and very truthful about life and me and my life in general. In the most loving way.
Keeping it 100.
Yes. Get you some. Find you some real friends. We're going to talk about maybe why I'm single. They're going to look through some of my dating stuff online or just about who I am as a person, because they're probably the two that know me the best besides my parents. I think they sometimes know me better than I know me. Yeah. So, guys, why am I single?
Well.
Oh, wait.
No. First of all.
I didn't know we were about to have a list, so.
Ooh, glasses.
According to my calculations.
Look how blind I am.
So funny. Literally, I was like, I'm now cross-eyed.
I'm so terribly blind.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm single, because I'm blindly
I would think
people.
That you're single in this current moment in time.
You have fuzz in your beard.
Why, thank you. I was supposed to shave like 2 days ago, but I keep putting it off. I like bought new razors and everything, but I keep forgetting.
Oh, well, I have to shave my legs today, so you can shave your beard.
Dude,
that's so smart.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
But, but I feel like you're single in this current day and age because, like, what you're looking for is not what this... I don't know. I wouldn't say this generation because, you know, mixed ages and whatnot. But, like, this current day and age and this time period. Mm.
You think we live in the hookup era?
We do. And it's so sad. Mm. It's so sad.
Oh, God.
Shampoo-shitting. Raspberries. But, like, I just feel like right now it's just, like, not the best time and place for people who are single that are actively looking for a relationship. Because we live in a hookup culture, and everyone's like, I mean, I'm into you for a bit, you know, but after I hit it once or twice, I'm done. No one wants to stick to one person. And
Trevor.
That person needs to.
But you know what it is? It's a good old case of why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Because people getting free milk everywhere, they're like, well, I don't need to buy a cow to get milk. I could just get milk from this one and this one and this one, and yeah, they just. They got milk to last a lifetime.
Was that an African proverb?
No!
Wait a second!
That was so good. Like, you took me. I was like, oh my God.
No, but for
that
real
is it. That's a good one.
Kenny is Nigerian, guys. Yeah, Nigerian. For these listeners, you'll be able to see his beautiful face on my Instagram, along with Duran's face again, which is already there. Yeah, but I'm a milkshake.
Yes, because it brings all the boys to the yard.
It doesn't.
It does. It does, but it's not the ones you really
my
want to be tasting.
My milkshake is broken.
Are you McDonald's?
Am I Mick?
Sorry, our shake machine's broken.
Shake machine, ice cream machine.
Ooh, can I have a McFlurry? It's broken.
It's broken.
oh my
goodness.
Okay. Okay, I think that's fair because I definitely have expressed what I want to people online and no one's really on the same page as me. Or the people that are like super weird about it. I'm like, can you be normal?
Yeah, well.
I think it's weird because I go to online dating as my source of, like, meeting someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't see, like, a time in my life where I would do it otherwise.
You know what?
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because I find myself doing the same
you guys
thing.
Know my schedule. Like, there's not much times that I, like, just go out to a bar. Or, like, we rarely go out to clubs. It's special occasions if we go.
It's a once-a-year kind of thing for us, pretty much. Like,
when was the last time you went out? Was it November?
No, I went out for Kristen's birthday in Vegas, but before that, it was November, yeah. But her birthday was in May... Sorry, Kristen. May 6th.
dot.
Sorry.
Question mark.
So it was Cinco de Mayo weekend, and I haven't been out since.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, what, 2 months?
Okay.
That's right, because I was trying to
wrestle. Oh, wait. Is that only 1 month?
Yeah. It's literally been like a month and a few days.
It feels like so long ago. But also, like, I don't go to Vegas thinking I'm going to meet someone. Like, ooh, this is going to be the person that I talk to all the time. No. Yeah, like, this just doesn't happen. No. So, yes, my birthday, November, is the last time I went out. And even then, we go to gay clubs for my birthday, guys.
Yes.
That's our thing.
Because they're fun and nobody
they
gives a crap.
They are fun. And I don't like going to straight clubs because I don't like feeling like a piece of meat all night or, like, having drunk guys all over you for the whole night. When I go to gay clubs, I don't have to worry about that. I just have, like, beautiful queens coming up to me going, oh, yes, girl, work.
I'm so
work.
Glad that we don't do that, though, because,
that I love.
You know, I'd be the first person to be like, if you don't get your ass out of her face right now, I'm going to have to fight you.
Except for the first time we went with that lesbian.
Oh, my God. That I don't really remember that. I was probably drunk.
Oh, you were. You were very drunk.
See, there it is.
Too many cock shots.
Whoop, down. Oh my God! I still have like the shell from it.
I
like,
do too.
Every time I like move, I'm like, oh my God! I don't know. Oh, okay, that's what it is.
Funny story is that when I was packing my stuff and my mom was helping me, she found my cock shot.
Oh,
and
no.
So these things at the club we go to, they look like little penises, but they're shots of alcohol.
It's a man's
like
penis.
A shot, and you just like, you know, the liquid comes out the little pee hole. Anyways,
it's like a syringe.
Yes, but it's a penis. Mine's black.
Mine's brown too. Okay. I got some taco dick.
Oh, no.
Anyway, she found my cock shot, and she goes, Cecily? And I was like, oh, it's from my birthday. Don't worry. It's just a cock shot. And I feel like that explanation didn't really make it
no,
any better.
No. Mm-mm.
Anyway. So, what? Oh, yeah, I haven't gone out since then. Maybe we should go out more, guys.
I'm down.
We just, like, stay here and watch things.
We do, but that's also...
We stay
that's
inside.
Really fun. That's
wine
also
with
really
wine
fun,
and food.
Though. Yes, because we love wine, and we love food, and we love each other's company.
I drink
and
wine more than
we
water.
We have, like, good moments. Like, well, not, like, good moments. We have great moments, like, all the time.
I also can't justify, like, going out and spending the kind of money that you need to spend to go out
that
when I'm, like, we have so much fun not doing that.
We do. And, like, it takes a certain group of friends to do stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Lots of friends, people are like, well, if we're not going out, I don't want to hang out because you're like, we're boring, you're wasting my time. With us, it's like, are we hanging out?
We literally could do anything.
Okay.
We can do nothing and still have fun.
Exactly.
Get you some friends like mine. Anyways, okay, that's fair. Hookup culture. What do you think?
He did the milk in the cow.
I did the milk in the cow.
No, I mean, off that topic, he said, like, he thinks it's because we're, like, that's still on the hookup culture. Is that why you think that I'm still single? It's because of the culture we live in?
Yeah. I mean, there are other factors, but that's one of them.
Oh my God! What you mean?
I'm just saying. Okay, so, what we were talking about earlier, location.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Location.
Because I live in a not great. Not great for meeting people.
I wouldn't say not great. It is a fine area. It's just that
the IE, the Inland Empire, is a place that is it's still growing. However, it is mainly for families and people in their late 20s who have moved in with their families for financial reasons. That's what I've come to.
Because so I either County have to date Angeles someone who's married or someone who's a child. Is that what you're saying?
No, and that, well, I mean, that's technically what's happening out here. The people you're meeting that are from this like certain area, they just don't know how to keep it in one place. They're like, well, I guess, okay, well, I have a girlfriend already, but I'm not going to tell you that, and you're going to find out weeks later.
But there are also people who are bold enough to say that they have a girlfriend anyway. And I'm like, wait a minute.
But is it like an open relationship, or they're just straight up
cheating? Sometimes it's an open relationship. I have run across profiles where they're like, what are you looking for? And I say it, and they're like, oh, and I'm just looking to have fun. You know, like, I'm in a relationship, but I just want to have fun on the side.
Can I go on a tangent?
Yes.
Okay, so I just caught up on Insecure. And
Thank you, Issa.
This whole open relationship thing.
I hate it.
What was his name? Is it Drew? Drew and Molly?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What are your thoughts?
I don't like open relationships.
They banged
in the bathroom.
It was
at
hot,
the birthday
too,
dinner.
But it was just, okay, it was but not you cute. See,
here's why I don't like it. Based off of, if we're talking about Drew and Molly as an example. Because Drew was all on the whole, like, I'm in an open relationship, she knows, blah, 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 blah. But Molly got caught up. Molly has actual feelings, and she knows it, and she's trying to say that she doesn't. Molly's like, oh, yeah, it's just sex, but she clearly wants more for him, like, mm-hmm. with him. That's the thing. I feel like women as emotional beings can't do the open relationship thing.
I guess
because
I'm
they
a
have,
woman then.
Well, you are a woman. I feel like they get too emotionally involved too quickly to have something like that. Where if you're the other woman, you're not the one in the relationship. You're just like the one that, if you're a Molly, then I feel like you're going to feel some type of way. Like, okay, well, he just wants to have sex with me every now and then, whenever he wants. It's not anything outside of that. She's getting too emotionally involved, and I think Drew is on a different page. But here's the thing. I think that if you are not getting what you need from your significant other, that you feel like you have to go get it from other people while still being with them, then you shouldn't even be in that relationship.
That part.
Woo.
Speak the gospel.
I just think that you're not with the right person. Like, if they're not satisfying your needs on all planes, you're in the wrong relationship.
Amen. Preach on, Pastor. Preach on.
Yes.
That's my opinion on open relationships.
We need an organ player
because
we're about to shout right now, okay?
We're about to have church. It's not like Sunday. It's
okay, there's church somewhere.
We're in right now.
It's Bible study.
I'm not a fan of open relationships. I mean, everyone is entitled to do whatever they want, you know, but if I was ever with someone and that was brought up as like, what do you think? My answer is always going to be no. It's not something I'm okay with.
Okay.
Yes. Amen.
Done and done.
I feel that.
Ooh. Okay, so back to the what was it? Was it location?
Location, location, location.
Okay.
The so, IE.
Yeah, I feel as though the people, the men that you're looking for are not in this area.
But where they at, though?
Where they at, though? Where they at, though? You know?
Not here.
I honestly feel that, like, to find someone that you really... who really has that, they could be out here. They really could be out here.
They could, but they're rare. They're rare.
It's just so hard because we have to deal with all these stepping stones and they're like negative energies that you meet all the time. You're like, this is so bad. Oh, no, but I don't want to date right now. Yeah, oh, I don't know. Thing. One day, he's going up here and...
At Stater Brothers, you
think? Yeah,
I don't know.
Remember Sexy Carlton at Stater Brothers?
Ooh, that guy was... No, that was Target.
Oh, yes. Okay. Wrong store. He looked like Carlton. And he was like... even sexier Carlton.
Oh, he was cute. Yes. I'm all about that. Mm. Here's the thing about that. Uh-huh. My aunt, who is Chrissy's mom. Chrissy's also been on this podcast. She shades my life.
Hey, Sandy.
She actually told me one day that I probably... She said, you need to start getting yourself together when you go out in public because you be looking a hot mess. And if you go find your husband at a grocery store, he gonna look at you up and down and go, what?
Shut up. She said that?
So...
Sandy.
Yeah.
Hashtag Keyshawn.
Inside joke. Inside joke.
That was for you, Kristen. That was for him.
I love you. I cannot believe she said that.
She has no filter, so.
She does not, from the stories I've heard.
Mom, get your sister. I know you're listening.
Hey, it's Satan.
Oh, another inside joke. Hi, Mom! Anyways.
sure.
Shout out to Allie, just raising them right. She raised me, and I'm perfect.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. She didn't raise me, but I'm so grateful. Yes.
She didn't raise me, but I'm her son. We both high yellow and got freckles.
You guys basically adopted my mom, so.
Yeah.
Next. Okay, so let's look at my dating apps, and you guys, being as honest as you are, and my besties, are going to tell me what you think. If you have never listened to my podcast, I will remind you that I have Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, OkCupid, and Hinge. Okay, so let's look at Tinder. Let's look at my profile on Tinder. And you have to explain to them because it's a podcast. So you have to tell them what you're seeing.
Okay, so right off the bat, the first picture is very classy. Makeup done, hair done, everything done.
Serving you opulent.
Opulence.
Opulence. My child is in the background.
your child is in the background. So there's no hidden, like, there's no games. Also, it also mentions that you're a single mom.
I'm a single mom. What does my profile say? Read it for them.
It says, single mommy, huge goofball, no time for games, peace sign. And she did the peace sign as I read the peace sign.
As in, like, my.
My.
If you're about the game life, my.
So, yeah.
Next
picture.
I love this one, too. Once again. Full-faced.
Yes, mm-hmm. Full
gorgeous.
Face.
With glasses. The first one didn't have glasses. This one has glasses. So you see both sides.
Mm-hmm. You get to see that you are a wholesome person.
Yes. Yellow shirt.
Yes, I love the yellow shirt. Yellow's a good color for you.
Yellow looks good on brown folk.
They do.
Not me. I get washed out.
It's because you are yellow. Because
you are yellow.
Oh, well.
So yellow, okay, nice.
Yes, come on, natural, no makeup.
No makeup. Mm-hmm. I am brave enough to put no makeup up.
And that's great, because a lot of people, they are afraid for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of guys, even though if you see, like,
men
the
are trash most of the time when it comes to this.
The girls that, like, cake their face in makeups always have, like, a guy on their arm. Mm-hmm. But guys will be the first ones to be like, I like them natural. I don't like women who wear a lot of makeup.
My favorite are the men who say that, but they have no idea that she's wearing foundation, some blush.
Like, have you slept next to her yet?
There's always that joke, you know, take her swimming on the first date, which I think is very rude. That is so rude. You do not judge someone based upon their appearance. If someone wants to wear makeup, they can wear makeup. It is for them, not for you. Okay, nigga? No.
Ooh, you can.
But you're not trying to be scared when you wake up the next day to... Never mind.
Thinking you going to bed with Beyonce, and you wake up with... Baquance.
So yeah, that's why they want to, you know.
But they're still. I'm just saying, if you go out, it never fails. You go out somewhere at night. The girls who are caked, full face beat, are the ones that have guys on their arms. And I'm like, well, that's clearly not really a big issue. Anyways, and then this is my last picture.
Yes, look at that dress.
Full body pic.
Full body. Little
look
black
at that
dress.
Smile. You're so beautiful.
Oh.
That's my best friend. I took this picture.
Your best friend. That's my best friend.
We're the three best friends that anyone could have. Okay, so that's my Tinder profile. And
it's very honest, and it shows exactly who you are. Like, I can see your personality through your pictures.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My settings are set for 50 miles radius.
Which is a nice distance.
Can you meet a face?
I mean, that's a little far for me. I'm just saying.
Well, if you meet
but
in the middle, it's only 25
miles. You don't have to go to them.
You're right.
And they don't have to come to you.
Yes, they do.
You can meet, you can meet in the middle, maybe, you know, and eventually, if something really spawns from that,
yeah,
the trek, it'll become out of, like, I'm going to go see this person.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? Okay. Gender set to men, obviously. My age range is 25 is the... minimum. 38 is the max.
Dang, I couldn't date you.
You couldn't?
I'm a year too young.
That's why you won't date me.
Wah, wah.
You also like penises.
I do. It wouldn't work out.
I don't have one.
But it's okay. That's okay.
I have a cock shot.
I
got the cock shot.
I like you the way you are.
Kenny was saying earlier that 38 was a little old.
Yeah. 38 is not old at all. Okay, I was 19 dating a 42-year-old man.
Ooh, but she was a lot.
Yeah, you told me
that. Red to fill.
Y'all just come for me all the time. I live.
Okay, so Tinder's fine. Let's look at Plenty of Fish. So, okay. Here's my Playfish profile. Same picture as my first picture. Except for it's like the full one.
Yes, and it's still covered, you know? Yeah. It's, your dress is really has that little like sheer cutout at the top, which still does not show any cleavage.
No,
you
my boobs are covered.
You are, you know, this is a very wholesome
and I'm picture. Classy.
I'm classy.
This is my
I love that. That's your podcast
My photo. Podcast picture yeah. is up. But like the smiling one.
I love that lip color. Oh, you and my handsome little man.
So, Christmas picture with my child, which shows that I'm a mommy. Obviously, cannot even deny that. Like, we look exactly the same.
Yep.
Lori, look at the eyes, the nose, the mouth.
That's his baby. And then the Vegas picture yes. again. The classic black dress. And then a little bit of my nerdy side.
A no makeup photo with like some good selfie line because she's outside mm-hmm. with the Spider-Man logo on her shirt. Mm-hmm. Just serving face.
Yeah, smiling. And then that same picture, yes. my no makeup picture. I have two no makeup pictures on my Plenty of Fish profile. Wow. Okay. So my subject line says tired of the dating game.
Well.
Love it says, is not a game.
I'm actively seeking a relationship. I'm 5'5". Do you have children? Yes. I feel like that's so important. I should change that. That's very sad. Do you want children? Prefer not to say. I say this because...
You have one.
I have one.
And you don't want to make the mistake and have another one with yes. someone who might leave. Because then I'm going to have to beat his ass.
Ooh.
That part.
Ooh, y'all violent.
I'm not violent. I'm protective. There is
a difference.
Also, because I really don't know if I really want more kids. And maybe it's just because I haven't met someone that I want to have kids with.
That part.
So this is a new side, because the conversation that we've had in the past, you told me that you don't want to have another one.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how I feel. But, like, what if that changes if I meet someone?
That could change.
So you're open, but with the right person.
Yeah, I guess.
I
don't know.
I wouldn't say if it's like, open to it. It's, like... There's a possibility. You're not set in stone on an answer because you can't predict your future.
Okay. Right. I mean, I only have my experience of having Jaden, and it's not something... Not that I don't love my son. This is probably going to come out rude. I am obsessed with my child, but the experience of having a kid and being a single mom is something I would not want to repeat.
Got it.
So I don't want another kid right now.
Got it.
I guess I should say right now.
Yes.
Anyways.
I think that's important to mention, and I'm glad that you did, because I watch a lot of TV. But I was watching One Day at a Time on Netflix, and the single mother was dating this guy that she had served in the military with.
Who happened to be fine as hell.
And he has no kids, and he really wants to be a father, but she already has two kids, and she's like, I'm done with kids. I've already had my kids. I think she's like about to be 40 or something like that.
Okay.
And she's just like, yeah, no, I don't want any. And they had to have a serious discussion, and they ended the relationship because of that kid situation.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be discussed early. There are things that have to be... And I feel like that's why a lot of relationships or marriages don't work out, is because you don't talk about these things before you jump into something serious. You got to talk about what you want in a family. You got to talk about finances. There are so many steps that have to be talked about before you're like, I'm going to marry this person. And I feel like a lot of people don't. You marry someone and you find out like after, like 3 months after being married, that they don't want kids and you want them.
Mm.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's something you should have talked about way early on. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very true.
So I tried to be super open because of that reason. Anyway... Little other things, hair black, wants, has a dog, blah, 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 blah. My interests say music, movies, wine, because duh. Theater, cooking, reading, singing in traffic in my car.
Wait, so. yes, come on, comedy.
That was it.
You have your interests listed, but they still ask you that dumbass question
yes,
about what
the question, what are your hobbies? Like to do?
What do you like to do? What are your hobbies? It's listed right there. Okay, I'm
sorry. Some people just don't
read profiles. My About Me section, which is a lot longer than Tinder, says I've been on here before, meaning this app, and hopefully this is last time because your girl's tired. It doesn't say that, it just says hopefully this is last time. I'm really hoping to find someone that I could build something with. I'm goofy, love to laugh, have a huge heart, enjoy making other others feel appreciated, educated, and really appreciate when others are as well. I'm kind, not always patient as I can be. A little bit of honesty. Try to be as honest as possible, and I'm pretty independent. I'm a single mom of an amazing 5-year-old boy. He's way cooler than I will ever be, but I'm okay with that. I have a great job. I have my priorities together, and when it comes to dating, I prefer to steer clear of drama, games, etc. I honestly just don't have the time or patience for it. I'm big on family and friends. Mine are the best. I guess let's just see how this goes.
Okay.
What do we think?
I like that a lot. Yeah. That's you in a nutshell.
It's like direct, but a little bit of comedy, like a little bit of funniness.
Yes, because you didn't want to be like, this is what I'm looking for, and I ain't taking nothing more, nothing less.
Bye. So that's not bad, right?
No.
So I
like
it.
Why do I still have people coming in my inbox with the stupidness?
Because they dumb.
I just think...
Because they ain't smart.
They dumb.
No, I feel that it's because people, they're like, oh, well, you know, they're maybe just saying that. Maybe they just want this.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a talk with Matt, who's also been on this podcast, and he said that a lot of straight guy friends that he knows will say, was it Matt? It might have not been Matt. I don't know. I'm going to give Matt credit. And if it doesn't sound like you, sorry. he said that a lot of straight guys that he knows have said, like, they don't take it seriously when a girl says on her online dating profile, like, not into hookups, because those are the girls that usually are into hookups. And I was so, like, taken aback by that, and I was like, I hate that. That's, like, rape culture at its finest. If she says she's not, then take it for what it
is. No.
Yeah.
It also happens with the gays. You can put in your bio, like, not looking for a hookup and a peace sign or whatever, and the first thing you do instead of saying, hello, hi, how's your day, what you doing, what you up to, want to talk, it's a nude.
What?
And you're like, didn't it just say, I said no hookups.
He said, but you didn't say no dick pics. And then he sent you his penis.
Well, you're right.
Maybe you should put on there, I don't want your dick pic. Maybe I should put on mine, I don't want your dick pic.
I'm glad, I don't know, I speak for yourself, Duran. But there's like these dating apps, like the ones that I use, there's only one that you can like send photos on. The rest you can't really send photos. You can only put like the photos that are like viewable by everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's great, because if you were able to receive, you would have so many more dick pics than you'd ever want.
I already have more
because
dick pics than I would ever want.
These guys who message you on Plenty of Trash and Tinder are just...
I just love that you renamed the app.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, thank you, Plenty of Fish, for trying to create a place for people to do online dating. But, like, there's just some little things you need to work out. Just a little bit more. I appreciate it. Sponsor us.
Oh, please don't.
I can give you some help.
Ooh, speaking of Plenty of Trash. So I think that... let's celebrity name these apps. So, like, Hinge is probably the Beyonce app. Because it's a little bit more class A. Or maybe Bumble. Bumble might be the Beyonce app. Which makes sense, because Beehive.
Notion taken. I'll allow it.
Hinge, it's like up and coming. No one really knows, but it's like kind of cool. Might be like Cardi B.
Cardi B. Ew.
Okay, Cupid, like, has been. It's gone. Old. Just it's leave old. It alone.
It's Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Stop. No.
Kristen's gonna fight you.
It's okay.
I apologize to all the lambs out there for that comment.
Lambs, your girl is talented as hell, but she needs a break.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Plenty of Trash is like the Catch Me Outside girl. What's her name?
Bad Baby. BHADBHABIE. Bahad Bahady. Or she'd be Whoa Vicky, the other one that was out there with Lil Tay.
Who are these people? What are you talking
about? No idea.
I love the internet. Lil Tay was the little Asian girl who was like, my car costs more than your rent money, you poor mother. And I'm like,
wait,
you were like 9 years old.
Okay.
She's smaller than that.
Where are your parents?
They just got busted. Her parents have been forcing her to do that whole facade, and her brother's been coaching her. Her mother is a realtor and was taking pictures in like the guy who owns the houses and cars, pretend like it's hers, and got busted.
Ooh.
It
You've been
so
found
funny.
Out.
So funny. And then Whoa Vicky's the one that's always with her, that you know, the white girl who be talking like she got a horse mouth. Why are you always screaming at me? I'm talking about what? I'm like, excuse me, can you calm down?
Oh my.
You know it's bad if Duran's telling someone to calm down.
That's true. Because, I mean, I'm kind of like that sometimes.
Okay, so Plenty of Fish might just be a mix of all three of those people who I have no idea.
Yes.
I just know the Cash Me Outside girl.
Man.
Behave.
She's come so far. Yup.
Ooh, Lord. What is Tinder? Who would Tinder be?
I'm going to say Tinder because it's, like, liked by a lot of people and disliked by a lot of people.
It's going now.
But
I'm yelling Tinder.
But it's also very famous. And I'm going to say that Tinder is probably along the lines of, like, Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez-ish.
Meghan Trainor.
No. Uh-uh. Like iconic.
Oh.
Yet not everyone is their cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're not everyone's cup of tea. There we go. That was backwards.
Like Katy Perry.
Yeah. Britney Spears, Katy Perry, J-Lo. The girls who have, like, the bops and they have the talent, but it's not, like, always there.
The bops.
Shoot. Damn. You're just going in on these celebrities.
Well, no, like, I'm just telling like it is.
Oh, my God. Because,
you know, damn, well, I'm the first person to get up and bust on the Britney Spears dance break.
Okay. Yeah, let Marcus hear this.
Oh, baby.
Just no words. None.
But am I wrong?
No. What is Grindr?
Okay. Ooh. I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this one. But I'm going to say Grindr is probably along the lines of every, like, heterosexual male pop star with homosexual tendencies.
Oh, damn.
Give me an example.
Neo? Damn! You know what?
You went there.
No, wait, for real. That's the worst one. That's a foot to the pop into my head. I honestly
I'm out. Neo. I was going to say. But where's the lie?
That's so good. I was going to say it's like the Justin Timberlake of dating apps.
No, he doesn't have homosexual tendencies.
No, like it's there and you use it and you like it. But after some time, it gets a little bit obsolete and you're just like, I use it for my entertainment because it's great. But at the same time, I'm sick of its bullshit.
Jay-Z?
No. Mm-hmm. Let's just not talk about him at all. Jay-Z is that chocolate app we just saw.
Oh.
Becky!
With that goo-her.
Yes.
Interesting. What does Black People Meet?
Black People Meet.
Nicki Minaj.
I was going to say Nicki too.
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only. Ooh, Shania that's going to be...
Oh, Shania Twain.
No, she's canceled. Shania Twain is canceled. She's no longer still the one.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Dang. Play on lyrics.
That don't impress you much.
Oh, I feel like a woman.
Yes.
Oh, this is just a glimpse into our everyday lives. Oh my goodness. Okay, so anyway, back on topic. We have gone so far off.
We have. Oh dang.
What do you guys think? Based off of my profiles, do you still think it's just because of the culture we live in?
What
I'm looking for is harder to find.
Yes.
Like if I were to jump on the app saying like, I just wanna have sex tonight,
and they'd be like,
you would get a lot of that shit. But is that what you're looking for? No.
But it's not what you're looking for.
Dang. Once upon a time, not long ago,
I was a hoe. And I'm admitting it. Because I did this shit. I was a hoe. Okay.
Mo money. I want show money. Sorry. Yeah. My sister got me on a song. Mo money.
Hi, Nessa. And T-Ways. Okay, well, I mean, you guys, you that are listening, you've heard what's on my profiles, kind of. Maybe I will screenshot some stuff and put it on my Instagram so you can see it for yourself. Maybe I'll get the public's opinion. Why do you guys think I'm single? Do you agree with my two best friends that it's because of the culture, my location, what I'm looking for? Do you think, did something else spark inside of you when you were hearing what's on my profiles or anything like that? Send me your thoughts and I will share them on the podcast. And I would love to hear about it. Yes.
Oh, I was going to add one last thing.
Yes.
I feel also as though, you kind of just have to stop looking. You know how they say, like, when you stop looking for love, it'll just find you?
They say that shit, but look, I stopped and I'm just like, well.
Where you at?
Bring them out.
No, because I'm the kind of person that wants, like, I want to find it naturally. I don't want to, like, I don't know. I like the whole meeting someone naturally, like, in public. And Which
I don't go in public.
But then you also have to exactly
I'm a put hermit.
Yourself out there. Hermit.
I literally go to work and that's it.
Yeah, so I mean, I like the whole natural approach, but you also have to put yourself out there, and that's a whole lot of effort and all that other stuff. So.
It's hard when you don't
terrible.
Have the time.
Yeah.
I literally don't have time. Do I? No, I don't.
I don't think you have the time, because like sometimes we barely have time for ourselves.
For real.
True. Whatevs. Anyway, tell me what you think. Send it to me on Instagram. You can DM me. Again, that's Shut Us White Left Podcast. Or if you're listening on Anchor, just send me a voice memo. Or leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you like what you're listening to. I will share it on the podcast if you leave me something nice. If you leave me something mean, I'm going to delete it. I probably will, though, really. Rate me 5 stars, review it, subscribe, share it with your friends. Stay tuned for next week's episode. I've got some people all the way from the East Coast that are going to be guesting. They're going to be guesting. They are a married couple who met online. They have an interesting story, so it's going to be great, and I can't wait to have them. If you would like me to talk about something that I have not talked about, or you have an idea that you would like to hear, again, send me your thoughts, and I would love to read them. Be my friend.
I love Beyonce.
Wow. So now apparently even Beyonce listens to my podcast.
Speaking it into existence.
Hey. All right. You guys have now just spent almost an hour with my besties and me. We like you. You like us. Let's all be friends. Like, I don't know. Geez. I don't really know who's listening, so I can't say that.
I keep saying 100. So. I don't know y'all. I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, I like everybody. So.
You can look up Kenny and Duran on my social media. Hit the follow button. They're great. Their lives are great. And make sure you follow me first, though, because
that part.
I'm more important. Okay! We're leaving!
Bye!
Bye.
Enjoy your weekend. See you next Friday. Bye-bye.